Our gospel this Christmas day comes from the second chapter of the gospel according to Luke, beginning with the 8th verse. In that region, there were shepherds living in their fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing which has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all of these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard as it had been told them. This is the word of the Lord. Well, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. We are just going to leave that mess there. It's the way it is. Sometimes that's life. But I want you to think about something else with me for a moment. As I've been reading these texts again and again and again, preparing for this day, the thing that hit me is the newness that is contained within them. That in that night, breaking into the world that had just gone on day after day after day, was this incredible newness. Makes me think of a fresh layer of snow. The white, the cleanness of it all. For me, growing up, we were Christmas morning kind of worshipers, probably because we were in a joint parish, and it was our parish partner, Our Savior's Lutheran at Max, that had the Christmas Eve service with the candlelight. So our tradition was to worship every Christmas morning. Trinity Lutheran Church, Douglas, North Dakota, a white clapboard church that was proud there in Douglas. In my mind's eye, it was the largest structure in the entire community. The truth is, it was probably dwarfed by a few feet by the now closed grain elevator that sits on the north edge of town. But when you came to worship at Trinity Lutheran, you walked into dazzling white and newness. The walls are painted white inside the church as well, and besides that, both on the north side and the south side of the sanctuary, there are these huge windows. They've got to be 10 to 12 feet wide at least, stretching up at least 14 feet tall. They begin parallel to one another, and then as the sides go up, they begin to swoop. And so on both the north and the south side, it is just huge amounts of frosted glass. The light streaming in on Christmas morning, bouncing off the golden oak floors, which were polished to a sheen that was almost heavenly. And it glowed inside the sanctuary. We arrived every Christmas morning in our newness as well, dressed maybe in new sweaters that had been opened the night before, or a shirt, or maybe people were coming with a new coat or dress. The men of the congregation, mostly farmers, showed up with new, stiff dress gloves on their hands. And we sang the newness of what God had done. Songs of praise and thanksgiving. It is the newness that catches me in the midst of this story this day. But the question is, do you catch a sense of newness in that story? Or have you heard it so many times? Read from a pulpit, played out by youth in a Christmas pageant, where we hear those words from Luke 2, the proclamation of angels to shepherds, shepherds who go to a manger to find this child. Is there any newness left to be squeezed out of it for you, or is this just like another movie reel out of Hollywood, where in the back of your mind you wonder, is it really true, or is it just a figment of somebody's imagination written those generations and generations ago and just handed on? Can you find newness in this incredible proclamation? The big deal in the midst of this story is that God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, chose on that day not to stay distant, but to become flesh among us, to walk this earth and experience absolutely everything that you and I experience. Laughter, joy, celebration, grief, loneliness, despair. As you come and gather this Christmas morning and you think back across the year, what do you see? A worshiper last night said to me, "I'm really looking forward to the new year." I chuckled a bit, and she said, "No, really. It's been a devastating year. I'm looking for something of hope." I left the mess up here because sometimes that's what our life looks like. Tattered pieces, crumpled paper, things pulled together into a pile just laying there. Maybe laying there because of what has happened in the midst of your lives this year or is happening. Too often we don't know what's going on in the midst of one another's lives, whether it's a health concern of our own, marital or relationship problems, jobs that aren't going the way that we would want them to be, retirement turning out to be not all that we had hoped or dreamed for. But it was right into this kind of mess that God entered into to walk with us, not to be distant, not to leave us alone, not to forget us and just say, "Well, you're on your own now." But God came in the form of a babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And the shepherds came and told Mary what they had heard from the angels. And I love the line toward the end of that text. And Mary pondered these things in her heart. This day, in the midst of all that you will encounter, whatever it is, I hope that you too find a few minutes to sit alone or with someone that you can talk with deeply and just ponder these words that you've heard again and again and again, and maybe out of them you can wring newness and life and hope for this moment, for this day, for what's ahead. I hope Elsa's not lost in there. And I most certainly hope that Jesus isn't lost in there either.
Thanks be to God. Amen.